Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Welcome back, everyone, to 1001 Stories from the Old West. This is your host, John Hagedorn. Today, two episodes from the old-time radio show, Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke was created by director Norman McDonald and writer John Meston. The stories take place in and around Dodge City, Kansas, during the settlement of the American West. The radio version ran from 1952 to 1961, and it's commonly regarded as one of the finest radio dramas of all time. The television version ran from 1955 to 1975 and is the longest-running primetime drama and second-longest-running primetime fictional program in the U.S. television history. Gunsmoke is some great Old West fictional entertainment. Enjoy!
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
I got enough to buy one more drink, Miss Kitty.
You shouldn't spend all your money on me, mister.
Mister? Well, listen to that. Ain't nobody called me mister in my whole life.
How old are you, Billy?
21.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's true.
Well, anyway, you're old enough to be called mister.
Golly, you sure make a man feel good, Miss Kitty.
Thank you, Billy. But you pick up that money now. You've had enough to drink for one night.
Oh, a couple of beers.
Save it for breakfast, Billy. You'll be glad I made you.
Now you ain't treating me like a man, Miss Kitty.
There's no reason why she should, kid. Kitty, huh? You won't have no trouble treating me like a man, Kitty.
Beat it, stranger.
What are you horning in here for?
Go on home to bed, kid. Let's you and me sit down somewhere, Kitty. Talk it over a little.
You wouldn't feel at home, stranger.
Huh?
There's no hogwaller for you to sit in around here.
People don't talk to Joe Delk like that.
Then Joe Delk had better go back to wherever it is he's got people afraid of him. Not here, mister. Not in Dodge.
Don't be afraid of me in Dodge. You just don't know I'm here yet.
Well, why don't you go let him know and leave us alone?
She's asking you, mister.
I'm telling him.
You heard her.
I'll take care of you in a minute, Kitty. As soon as I get this little blowfly off my neck. Yeah, this your money, kid?
You leave that alone.
Go on, go pick it up. before you get into real trouble.
I'll kill you for that.
No, ooh. Billy, he's a gunman. Can't you tell?
I don't care what he is.
You killed him. He was only a kid.
I wouldn't care if he was a grown man.
He didn't have a chance against a professional like you.
Nobody I've ever met has. But now people begin to know Joe Delk's in town.
I never heard of Joe Delk.
Well, maybe not, mister, but you've seen what he can do.
I didn't see it.
Matt, that poor kid. I don't even know his last name.
What happened, Kitty?
I'll tell you what happened, mister. He got to crowd me, same as you're doing right now.
This is Marshal Dillon you're talking to.
Oh, Marshal Dillon, eh? Well, I don't mind eating a marshal now and then.
Did he murder the boy, Kitty?
No, he didn't, Matt. Kid do first.
Yeah. Must have been easy for you, Delk.
Real easy, Marshal. It was kind of fun.
Fun? Killing that nice boy, fun.
Yeah, taking my time that way. What are you doing? Give me my gun.
You're not going to be needing a gun, Delk.
Good mess.
What'd you...
God! He sure never expected that, did he?
No gunman would, Kitty. But he's sure never going to forget it. Chester.
I let Delk out of his cage. He ain't none too spry this morning.
What do you expect me to do, you holding a shotgun on me?
How you feeling, Delk? Outside of your pride being hurt, I mean.
You know what I think of a man who fights with his hands, Marshal?
I don't care what you think about anything.
He's a coward. That's what he is.
It took you by surprise, didn't it?
Of course it did.
And I hurt you, too, didn't it, Delk? Hurt you pretty bad. You wouldn't want to go through that again, would you?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Because I'd kick you half to death next time. Now, what are you doing in Dodge, anyway?
I'm coming on the Santa Fe.
I said, what are you doing
here?
Look,
Marshal, just because I had to shoot a man in self-defense.
Boy.
He had a gun, didn't he?
Against you, he might as well have had a stick.
It was still self-defense.
There. There's your gun belt.
You turning me loose?
Put it on.
Okay.
Now, I can't reach you from here with my fists, Delk.
Chance you took, Mr. Dillon. I mean, you might have had to shoot him.
I was pretty sure he wouldn't draw, Chester.
Well, why?
The beating I gave him last night. That takes the vinegar out of a man like Delk. Kind of scares him.
You mean that's why he just walked out of here?
And it could be one reason.
One reason?
Yeah, maybe he's got something in mind.
Like what?
Like finding me when I'm not ready for him. They're putting himself behind a shotgun. Shooting me in the back. Delk never got hurt that way before. It rattled him some. But he's not through. Not yet.
Can I borrow your spoon to stir my coffee, Matt?
Ah, sure, Kitty.
Thanks.
Here.
You'd think this restaurant could afford more than one spoon to two customers.
Well, if they did, they couldn't afford the quality beef they serve.
Then I won't complain. I'd hate to think of eating any lower off one of those animals.
You know something, Kitty?
Huh?
Before long, some bright fella's going to get the idea of raising cattle in one small area where they can live peaceful and grow fat and juicy.
Sounds like a great idea, Matt. Why don't you start it?
No, I got a job.
Well, sure, I forgot. After all, a job with a future like yours.
Oh, now, Kitty.
I can see your gravestone. He didn't die rich, but he sure died stubborn.
I like that. I think I'll use it.
You won't be there.
Well, maybe you'll take care of it for me, huh?
Having dinner with you is real pleasurable, Matt.
Well, thank you, Kitty.
Don't mention it.
Mr. Dillon. Hello, Miss Kitty.
Sit down, Chester. Have some coffee with us.
We ain't got time, Miss Kitty. Doc's going to be waiting outside any minute.
Doc?
He wants you to go to the Dodge house with him, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, what for?
To see Joe Delk.
Don't tell me somebody's finally shot that ape.
No, it ain't that. He was over the Texas Trail drinking all day yesterday. He sent word to Doc he's sober now, but he's got the shakes and needs something to fix him up.
The wolf poison might help.
Oh, why does Doc want me along, Chester?
Maybe he don't trust old Delk. Anyway, he says he won't go see him alone.
Yeah, well, maybe he's right.
I never heard of a gunman fool enough to drink so much he got the shakes, Matt.
No, neither did I, Kitty.
Maybe it ain't even true, Mr. Dillon. Maybe he's got something fancy in mind, like you said.
Yeah, maybe. You wait down here, Chester.
Yes, sir. What'd the clerk say, Matt?
Top of the stairs, the fifth room on the left.
Wouldn't surprise me if he's recovered by now.
No, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 hours since you sent for me. I didn't think he'd hurt him to live with his misery a while.
Yeah, if there was anything wrong with him at all.
No, I heard he'd been drinking yesterday. Jim Buck said he saw him over there.
Man can make a show of drinking and still be sober, Doc.
Yeah, if he's got a reason, you mean. Hey?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. This is the room.
Wait a minute. Listen.
Somebody's in there with him.
No, it's just Delk.
No, no. Get away. Don't hit me. Get away. Stop. I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Matt, it's locked.
It's not out of the way, Doc.
No, don't hit me, Marshal. Don't hit me.
Why, he's asleep, Matt. He's dreaming.
Yeah. Hey, Delk. Delk. Come on, wake up. Delk, come on.
Marshal, what are you doing here? Who's he?
Well, I'm Doc Adams. You're awake now, Delk. You were having a nightmare.
Yeah. I was dreaming. Where you been? I sent for you hours ago. What'd you bring the marshal for?
What in the world's going on here, Mr. Dillon?
It's all right, Chester. Bill got a little mixed up. He started seeing things.
Yeah, he's dreaming.
Man like you can't afford to dream like that, Doc. He can't afford to get as jumpy as you are.
Doc. Give me something. Give me something to take.
Oh, yes, all right. I've got some pills here somewhere. I can just find them now. Yes, but these pills won't do you as much good as about a gallon of coffee will.
What are you staring at me for, Marshal?
Just taking a last look, Delk.
What do you mean?
2 hours from now, I don't want you anywhere near Dodge.
I ain't done nothing.
You're all through, Delk. Your gun's no use to you anymore. You're afraid.
I had a bad dream. That don't mean nothing.
You got 2 hours, Delk. Go get killed someplace else. I don't want to watch it.
Not even be in here, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, why not, Chester?
Well, I'm broke.
Well, the beer's on me.
Oh, well, now, I surely do thank you, Mr. Dillon. I am plumb grateful. I truly am plumb grateful to you.
I only figured on buying you one, Chester.
Oh. Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, I see him. I think he's still got an hour.
Who's that fellow he's talking to?
Some drifter, I guess.
I'll buy you a drink, mister.
No, I ain't drinking no more. I only come in for one.
I said I'd buy you a drink.
Sorry, stranger. One's all I can take. I didn't mind drinking yesterday.
I don't like it much when a man's downright unfriendly.
Well, some other time, mister.
I could take it. You think you're too good to drink with me?
That ain't what I'm saying. I told you why.
You'll drink with me?
No. No, I can't.
All right. You're wearing a gun.
No.
What you doing?
All right, hold it, mister.
Marshal.
Step back, Delk.
What are you interfering for?
You ever hear of Joe Delk?
What's he got to do with this?
You were about to fight him.
Joe Delk? Nah, that couldn't be him.
Oh, why not?
Delk wouldn't take that kind of talk. He'd have killed me right off.
Now, you're just lucky, mister.
You really Joe Delk, mister?
I am.
Look, I didn't mean nothing. I didn't know. I gotta be going anyway.
Well, Delk?
It ain't 2 hours, Marshal.
I said I didn't want to watch you get killed here. You go find yourself a horse. I'll be at my office for 30 minutes, then I'm going to come looking for you.
The 30 minutes is up, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
You reckon he's left?
I hope so, Chester.
I feel kind of sorry for him.
Do you?
It's him.
Take it easy, Marshal. I ain't looking for trouble. I want to talk to you.
All right, talk.
You seen him? That fellow over at the saloon?
Yeah, what about him?
I backed down, Marshal. I was afraid of him. Don't you understand that?
He was no gunman.
Of course he wouldn't. Something's wrong with me, Marshal. Ever since that beating you gave me.
What did you want to see me about, Doc?
You gotta help me.
Help you?
I'm gonna take my gun off. I'm through gunfighting, but you gotta protect me. You gotta do it, Marshal.
I'm sorry, Doc. There's nothing I can do for
you. I'll get killed. There's men all over looking to kill me.
You should have thought about that a long time.
Well, let me stay here, Marshal. You tell everybody to leave me alone. I'll die if you don't.
Delk, let me ask you something. How many men have you killed in your time?
I don't know a lot of them. What difference is...
How many like that boy you shot down the other night?
You're against me. You ain't gonna help me.
No, I'm not gonna help you. You're a killer, Delk. You're nothing but a murderer.
All right. I'll go. I don't know where. And I'll go.
Wait a minute, Delk. You ever hear that saying about how a man who lives by the sword dies by the sword?
Yeah. I heard that somewhere.
Well, it's true, you know.
I guess it's gonna be true for me.
Yeah.
You know something, Marshal?
What?
I can't think of no reason why someday he ain't gonna be true for you.
produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were John Daner, Sam Edwards, and Clayton Post. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Hello, Kitty.
You look a little blue.
Oh, it's cold outside.
Well, you sit down.
Yeah.
I'll have Sam fix you up a coffee grub. That'll warm you.
Why do you think I came in?
Well, you sure know the way to compliment a lady. Maybe I ought to just...
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, Matt, look. He's been spoiling for trouble ever since he came in here.
That's Murdoch, huh?
Mister.
Do you know him?
No, I...
Yeah.
Well, answer.
Nothing. You don't need the whole bar.
What'd you say?
I got as much right here as you.
Is that so?
Man, he's got a knife.
Wait a minute.
Murdoch. Put it up.
You again, Dillon. Just like the last time. You want more of the same?
It's a little different now, Murdoch.
So I see. You got a badge to hide behind.
Put up the knife. That's better.
This man's crazy, Marshal. I didn't do a thing to him. I didn't mean to jostle him.
It's all right, son. It's over now. Go on about your business.
Yes, sir, Marshal. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What kind of a bone picker is that for the High Plains?
Times have changed, Murdoch.
Nothing but settlers and dudes, bone pickers and trackmen, cow wranglers and bluecoats, and lawmen.
There's something you better understand, Murdoch.
Hmm?
When Dodge was full of you buffalo hunters, you could throw your weight around. Well, not anymore.
I ain't changed, Dillon.
Just stay out of trouble.
I'll do as I want.
He always did. What are you doing in Dodge anyway? There haven't been any buffalo around here for years.
Well, maybe I came to see you, Dillon.
And I thought you probably figured me for dead.
Oh, no. I heard about you and your badge.
Maybe it's just as well for both of us I'm wearing it.
I don't fear no man. And least of all, you.
All right. Just let me give you a little warning. If you're thinking of going south for Buffalo into Indian territory, I wouldn't.
I do a lot of things you wouldn't.
This is orders from Washington. They don't want any more trouble with the Indians. The territory is closed to hunters. They got cavalry patrols along the line.
I go where I aim to go. And I don't fear no cavalry.
And I got orders to stop anyone.
Have you now?
You just remember what I said.
Matt, he's dangerous. There's a crazy look in his eyes.
You know, Kitty, when the buffalo herds were running, Dodge was 2,000 like him and not much else.
Well, who is he?
He's the one the Indians call Long Arm. His name's Jace Murdoch.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah. Almost a legend on the frontier. Been on the plains maybe 30 or more years. Beaver trapper, buffalo hunter, Indian scout. He lived with the Indians a long time.
Matt, what's between you and Murdoch? A grudge?
That's the kind of a thing a man doesn't like to talk about or remember, Kitty. When he takes a beating.
You?
I was just in from Missouri. Pretty green. Murdoch and some of his crowd were in town on a spree. But when their fun threatened to include scalping a hide freighter they didn't like, I stepped into it. Like I say, I was pretty green.
They beat you, Matt?
Left me for dead down by the river.
You watch out for him. He's a troublemaker.
Yeah. But right now, I want to find out why he's here. I figured Murdoch was in Dodge outfitting a hunt, so I found the merchant who sold him supplies. He couldn't tell me much, except that Murdoch had an Indian with him for a skinner, and that they were camped somewhere outside town. Took me a while, but I found the camp. And when I came up, the Indian was alone. He was a young brave, and he was hunched over the fire, sharpening a long, curved skinning knife. It's all right. Go on. You're a long way from home, aren't you? What are you, Blackfoot?
How do you know that?
The scars on your wrists, the cut arms. Your people do that in mourning some close relative's death, don't they? Now, who are those for? Father, brother, mother? All right. My name's Matt Dillon. I'm a U.S. Marshal. How are you called? Oh, what does Murdoch call you?
When he is not angry, Injun.
And when he is?
Dog eater.
Ah. And he knows his Indian insults. What do your people call you?
It means golden calf.
Now, you're a breed, aren't you?
I'm an Indian.
Well, then what are you doing here so far from your tribe, skinning buffalo for a man like Murdoch?
In the lodges at night, my people speak of the pale warrior with the long arm.
Jace Murdoch, huh?
When he was with us, his medicine was good. The plains were dark with buffalo. They gave the Indian all he needed. Food, clothes, beds, lodge skins. Now we do not have good medicine. The buffalo are gone.
So you came looking for Murdoch, for Long Arm, to take him back?
Yes. But he would not go, so I stay with him.
And now you're going on a buffalo hunt with him into treaty territory, huh?
He does not tell me where he goes.
But I'll tell you. He's going to hunt among the few small herds that are left, given by the treaty to the Indian.
I do not know that.
Well, it's true. And if you do this, you're robbing your brothers of the little that's left to them.
That's enough, Dillon.
Hello, Murdoch.
Stand up, dog eater.
Don't hit him again, Murdoch.
I'll do as I please. You got no right to come snooping, Dillon. Asking questions, trying to turn my skin against me.
And the way you treat him, you'll turn him against yourself. And he may not be so friendly once you two are alone down in the Indian nations.
I don't fear no Indian. Least of all him. I know him. Lived with him plenty of years.
So I heard. They thought you were good medicine then, huh?
Sure. I brought him the long arm. The first gun they ever seen. Gave him more meat than they ever seen, too. Sure, I was good medicine.
Yeah, but you've changed some.
I'm not so romantic as I was. I can take him or leave him alone. Besides, Injun's day is done. A man don't need to walk easy with him no more.
I wouldn't be too sure of that.
With this, I can be sure.
Well, you still shoot a big 50, huh?
Yeah. And I can load and fire as fast as another man with one of them new repeaters. And I can drop a buffalo near a mile. Or a man. Hey, killed an Injun once at 1,200 yards. Like to took off his head.
You enjoy killing, don't you, Murdoch?
Oh, I don't mind it.
You know, 30 years on the plains have done something to you. Something crazy. Maybe you were a pioneer once, opening up the West, a loner doing what you had to do, making your own law. But your day's finished, Murdoch. You have to abide by the law now.
Are you through, Dillon?
I see by your outfit you're going light and fast. That must mean south. Well, I'm warning you, don't try it.
I'll go where I aim to go. No cavalry will stop me. And I just hope you try.
All right, if that's the way you want it. You cross that line and I'll come after you. I could have sent word to the colonel out at Fort Dodge and let the cavalry handle Murdoch. But this was something personal. It was a job I wanted to do myself. I couldn't touch Murdoch until he crossed the line into the Indian nations, so the next morning I just watched him drive out of town. I gave him a couple of hours, and then Chester and I started on his trail. Went straight south, across the Arkansas, into the nations.
I don't know, Mr. Dillon. It seems almost too easy. His wagon tracks in the snow going straight as a board as far as you can see over the next rise.
Yeah, I know, Chester. But we better keep our eyes open. We should be getting close to him now.
Well, I guess ain't nothing to worry about as long as we can see his tracks up ahead.
Now, maybe not. But we'll come up on that rise easy. Just might be waiting for us on the other side.
Well, I don't know. The way he ain't bothering to cover his trail, it seems like he ain't expecting us to follow him. Maybe he didn't believe you.
Don't count on it.
Why? I swear this ain't the time of year for traveling, is it? Good time for buffalo hunting, though. Coats will be prime. And if I was... Mr. Dillon!
Chester, you hit?
No, sir, he didn't get me. He got my horse, but I'm pinned down.
All right, I'll get you out.
Mr. Dillon, look out, he's still shooting.
All right, just stay flat behind the horse. Now, you pull your leg out when I lift up on the saddle, huh?
Yes, sir, I will.
There. Now, stay low.
Mr. Dillon, where'd that shot come from?
Well, I'm not sure, but I... Yeah. From over in that rim of rock there.
Must have circled around.
Yeah, we rode right into a trap. How's your leg?
Well, it ain't broke, I don't think. But it hurts some, all right. Oh, I'm afraid I ain't going to be much use to you, Mr. Dillon.
Now, don't worry about it, Chester.
But what are we going to do? We can't just lay here in the snow. We'll freeze.
That's probably what Murdoch's thinking.
He sure planned it, and he's got us pinned out here in the open. No cover anywhere is near. Mr. Dillon, my rifle's under the horse. Maybe we could...
No, it wouldn't do any good anyway, Chester. It's too far. Only his buffalo gun has this range.
Yes, sir. I got it. Where is it? No, he shot your horse, Mr. Dillon. There was no need for that.
Yeah. He's showing us how great a hunter he is, Chester.
What are we going to do without horses?
We'll worry about that later. Right now, there's one thing we can do. Get up to those rocks and rush him.
Yeah, but how?
Well, his big 50's a single shot. He's got to reload between shots.
He's doing it mighty fast.
Yeah, but while he is, I could be moving.
Oh, Mr. Dillon, you wouldn't never make it. Why, that's 500 yards or more.
You got any other ideas, Chester?
No, sir, I ain't. Oh, man, darn this leg.
It's all right, Chester. This isn't your fight anyway. Well, I think I'll draw a shot and see just how fast he can reload.
No, no, Mr. Dillon.
One, two.
You're taking awful chance standing up like that,
four,
Mr. Dillon.
Five.
No. No. Righteous,
right? All right. Now we know. 5 seconds.
That ain't very long.
Now, that'll have to be long enough. Now, Chester.
Yes, sir. Good luck, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. Same to you, Chester.
Hey, Murdoch! One, two, three, four, five. Not like hunting buffalo, is it, Murdoch? One, two, three, four, five. Well, you're getting closer, Murdoch. One, two, three, four, five.
Well, maybe he's caught on.
Hey, Murdoch! You couldn't be out of ammunition, could you?
I wonder.
Hey, Murdoch!
I lay there half covered by the snow, knowing Murdoch might easily be holding me in the sights of his rifle. But I also knew I couldn't lie there much longer. I'd freeze before darkness could give me the cover I needed. Then I saw movement among the rocks. It was Golden Calf. He walked to the rim, then started down toward me. The body of Jace Murdoch lifeless in his arms. I got up and went to meet him. And as I approached, Golden Calf stopped, and after a moment he placed the body gently on the ground. Why did you do it, Golden Calf?
I know now you spoke the truth. His medicine was not good. Not anymore.
Is that the only reason you killed him? Here? Now? All right, thanks, anyway. I'm going to have to take you back. But nobody will convict you for saving the life of a U.S. Marshal. Now we're going to have to bury him.
Yes.
Here, wait a minute. Let me see your wrist. That's a new gash. Was Murdoch a relative of yours?
He was my father. I am Golden Calf, the son of Long Arm.
Oh. All right, Golden Calf. Let's get started.
produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Nestor Paiva, Sam Edwards, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Thanks for joining us for Gunsmoke. If you enjoyed these episodes, please do let us know with a review at Apple or a comment at Spotify. And we just did receive a comment on Spotify for The Making of a Ranger, Part 1, and that was from Ward Beach. Very interesting. Thank you, Ward. Appreciate it. And we'll be back soon.